With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You ready for this?
Oh, I'm very ready.
I'm so excited. Okay, ready?
You ready?
Three, two, one.
Now, here's a look at what's sunny across Central Florida on 105.9 Sunny FM. Here's your host, Michael Rafferty.
May is Foster Care Awareness Month, and here to talk to us about it is Kyra Nisha Coleman, who is a foster parent recruiter for Embrace Families, and right next to her is Nicole Cordova, who is a former foster youth. And over there in the corner is Danielle Abbey, who is the communications manager for Embrace Families. Say hello, Danielle.
Hi.
There she is in the corner. All right, let's talk about Foster Care Awareness Month. Kyra, tell us about Embrace Families.
So Embrace Families is the lead agency for Orange, Osceola, and Seminole County. And we do everything child welfare related. So our goal is to find loving homes for children that are in the foster care system.
And Embrace Families used to be called?
Community-Based Care of Central Florida.
Aha, now the light went on for a lot of people. I know that organization. All right, so being a foster parent, I know some people think, I want to do that, but it seems like that might be an overwhelming thing. Is it?
Well, the main goal is that you are willing to allow this child to come into your home and you're going to treat them like your own children. So you're in essence being a parent just the same way that you would with your own biological children. So you're caring for them. You're making sure they go to school and they're fed and they're clothed and you're supporting them. A lot of these children have experienced some form of trauma. So you're parenting pain. So if you're able to surround and help them get through their trauma, not over it, that's really all you need to be an awesome foster parent.
There are certain requirements that you have to follow. And what are those?
So the requirements are you have to take what we call our pride classes. Those classes are either going to be 4 Saturdays from around 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. or an 8-week class. So, for example, let's say it was a Tuesday night. It would be every Tuesday night from 6 to 9:15 p.m. And in these classes, there are different topics that we talk about to get you prepared to care for this child. This is a big deal because this child has experienced a lot of trauma. So we want to try to get you as well equipped as possible to be able to properly care for them.
Now, being a foster parent, I know some people think, I'm just going to be doing that on my own. But Embrace Families is going to be with you every step of the way.
You got it.
Talk about the support that a foster parent will get.
So you will receive lots of supports as a foster parent. You're surrounded by a group of people. There are different associations that you can be a part of. That you'll actually have a caseworker that'll be involved with the child. Various type of supports, including our system at Embrace Families.
Right. And you said there are classes to take. And I imagine you get a lot of people come in who are they don't know if I can do this. And then by the end of the class, they're like, I got this.
Absolutely.
And it's well worth it. It's worth the experience because sitting to your left is a young woman named Nicole. And Nicole has not stopped smiling since she walked into this room. Nicole's a former foster youth. So, Nicole, talk to us about your experience as a foster youth.
Well, Michael, I entered foster care at 13 years old after my mother passed away in a car accident. In my time in foster care, I went through a few different types of placements. So I started out with relative care, where I stayed with my sister. From there, I went on to a traditional foster home, which is what we're hoping to get the word out about today. From there, I also went to a pre-adoptive placement and eventually ended up aging out of a group home in downtown Orlando.
What does that mean, aging out?
So aging out is when a foster youth turns 18, you transition out of foster care.
So how long in total were you in foster care? How many years?
I was in foster care from ages 13 all the way through 18.
How old are you now?
Now I'm 22.
Okay, 20. So what are you doing now? What's your story now?
Well, now I'm a student at UCF and I'm double majoring in biomedical sciences and psychology with a neuroscience concentration.
That's amazing. Now, let me ask you this. When you were 13 and you were starting all this process, was that even a possibility in your head that you were going to be doing that, you know, going to college and doing all that?
Well, let me just tell you that when I was 13 and my freshman year of high school, I was placed in remedial classes. And not that I didn't have a good prospect of my future, but I definitely did not think that I would go towards something so hard science-based, but throughout my learning in high school, I saw that school was really what I was passionate about, and I'm happy to be in a field where I can help people and hopefully leave this world better than I found it.
I mean, I just find your attitude and your personality is just because, you know, what you went through, and now you're just bubbly. Were you always like this, or is this something that you decided, well, you know what, I'm not going to let this stop me. I'm just going to go and be me.
No, absolutely. I think anybody that smiles through life, you have to make a decision of whether you're going to let life's experiences define you or if you're going to define yourself.
I'm sure you've had other friends that have gone through the Foster program, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And you keep in touch with them?
Oh, we're very close friends. Actually, I'm going to a Florida Youth Advisory Board meeting where we get together and we try to make an impact on a local level for youth that are currently in foster care. So a lot of them are friends that I grew up with in my group home, and we're just trying to turn around and make things better for our brothers and sisters coming in behind us.
Oh, that's great. All right, so Kyra, now we were talking about, you know, people who want to be or thinking about becoming a foster parent. And then there are other people who think, well, you know, that's just a thing. You know, what good could possibly come out of that? Well, I think we just found out. Now, when you become a foster parent, you can do it more than one time, right?
Absolutely. That's the goal. So with foster care, the role is for you to love on these children and prepare them to go back home. We want these children to be reunified with their families. Although they've experienced some rough times, their parents go through a case plan to try to work to obtain custody back of their child. And during that interim, you're working and supporting the child, and we're also hoping that you can bridge the gap and help that family.
Just so people are clear, what is the difference between a foster parent and an adoptive parent?
Great question. So as a foster parent, you are loving on this child. They live with you, but the goal is for them to be reunified with their family. So foster care is temporary. So a child can be in foster care anywhere between 6 months to a year, sometimes less, sometimes more. It really depends on that particular case. In our world, we always say there's no black or white. There's a lot of gray because every case is different, right? Now, when you talk about adoption, that means that child is your forever child. No take backs. So they're yours forever. You get to see them go off to school. You get to see them get their first car. All those major milestones, you get to experience that with them because they're your forever child.
Now, we were talking, Nicole was saying that she went on to college and all that. And I know some people think, well, I want to be a foster parent, but how do I do that? How do I get a child to college? How does that work with Embrace Families?
So, fun fact, when a child is in the foster care system, they get to go to a 4-year public university for free up into the age of 28, right? Right? Whoop, whoop, exact. That is such a great asset for our youth to be able to go as high as their heart soars. You know, they can go and get their doctorate. They can also apply to tech schools, things of that nature to help them get whatever their heart desires.
So people who are thinking about becoming a foster parent or an adoptive parent shouldn't sit there and go, well, I can't afford that.
Absolutely.
That's too much. I mean, look at Nicole here. She's got a double major. Because why have one when you can get two? And it's all because of Embrace Families. We talked about how to become a foster parent. If you want to become an adoptive parent, what's the process there?
So you're still required to take those pride classes that I mentioned earlier. Something I didn't mention before, but for both options that you choose, you still have to do what we call a home study. And that's where someone will come out to your home. They're going to want to see where these children are going to be sleeping. They're also going to do background screenings on you and local background checks as well.
So if you're a foster parent, how long does it take to become an adoptive parent?
Remember I mentioned that there are two separate tracks.
Right.
So you either foster or you adopt, right? So when you're signing up to foster, you're saying, I'm going to love on these kids and prepare them to go home. If you pick the adoption track, you're saying forever child. So we don't have a foster to adopt program. If you're calling us and you're saying fostering is my way to go, then you're saying, I'm going to love them, help them through whatever it is that they're going through, and then they go home. But if you adopt, this is forever. So there's not an in-between stage in between there.
Now, you have another program. It's sort of the same thing, but it has to do with mentoring.
Mm-hmm.
This is where people who are business people or have careers actually mentor someone like Nicole, who took that probably and ran, is still running with it. Tell us about the Legacy Mentor Program.
So the mentor program is something that we love and we advocate for. Mentors are the one thing that's consistent, one of the few things that's consistent in our foster youth's life as they go on, right? So with the mentor program, you're required 4 hours a month. We'll do background screenings on you, and there's a little bit of a training that you'll have to accomplish in order to be able to be paired with one of our foster youth. And so they pair you with like interests and things. Let's say you like to do yoga. We would pair you with a child that does yoga, things of that nature. But Mentoring is so, so important and so vital because these kids lean so much on that mentor to help them through wherever it is that they're going through in life. They're like that extra asset along with having a support system.
And you said 4 hours a month.
4 hours a month.
So when you say, oh, okay, I don't have time to be a mentor. 4 hours a month.
That's it.
That's it. That's just the minimum.
You can That's the minimum.
You can do more.
Sky's the limit.
Yeah, right. And it's so, so worth your time. I mean, I keep pointing at Nicole, but everything she said is just incredible, what you're doing right now. All right, so if you want to become a foster parent and you want to figure out how to do that, what's the first thing we do?
The first step is to call our hotline number. That is 866-96-CHILD. Again, that's 866-96-CHILD.
Well, I don't want to get on the phone. I want to use a website. What would that be?
That website is embracefamilies.org.
Embracefamilies.org. That's a great website. You just learn so much. And, you know, the thing about it is you can look at the website and say, well, that's a lot. But all you got to do is talk to somebody like Nicole and just look at her. She's still smiling over there. And everything she's doing and from where you started, it's inspiring. So we go to embracefamilies.org, and all you got to do is show up on that website, and it will take you right through the process, everything you need to do. Don't be afraid, and it's so well worth it, because on the other side of that is someone like Nicole Cordova, who is just absolutely soaring into the stratosphere, double major, right? And from where you started, that's amazing. And more success to you, Nicole Cordova. All right, so there it is, Embrace Families at embracefamilies.org. Well, Nicole Cordova and Kyra Nisha Coleman. And over there in the corner, Danielle Abbey. Thank you all for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.